Steve Cochran Show
on Chicago's very own
720 WGN.
A12 in the morning here at 720 WGN. Justin Kaufman here, Dave Ennett, Mary Sandberg, also Steve Rosanich, Joanne Jeanette. Coming up a little bit later in the hour, Steve Stone's going to join us, broadcaster for the White Sox, talk about their big series with the Kansas City Royals. Coming up, and then in the 9 o'clock hour, very excited, we're going to have some of the breakbeat poets, Nate Marshall and Eve Ewing, on the program to talk about the Poetry Block Party Festival, Block Festival, I guess it is. That is coming up. So there's so much going on this weekend in Chicago. There's so much going on. It's tremendous to be able to highlight all the things. I feel like that's been the last two shows just talking about what's coming up this weekend.
It's overwhelming, the options. Yeah. So I'm just going to stay home because there's too many options to engage in. So I can't decide. We're just going to sit on the couch.
Well, Dave's got his wedding anniversary tonight.
Yeah, so I can't. I don't have that option.
You can't pitch that to
Karen.
Right.
No.
Well, we'll see. Well, we'll talk about that. And also Elvis Presley. We're going to do some live music from Heartbreak Hotel, which is the new musical review, which is at the Water Tower Theater.
Before you joined the show, Justin, we went to Las Vegas in November for the February for the Blackhawks game, actually for Valentine's Day. And they made us, before we left, our people in charge here made us put on Elvis costumes and walk around the building. It was horrible.
I'm not one
to act, so I had to. They kept saying "raise your lip," and I'm like, "I'm not doing that." It was a tortured video. Is at WGNRadio.com.
Oh, okay,
though.
Check it out. Well, the new HBO show Sharp Objects debuted on Sunday night. It stars Amy Adams, Patricia Clarkson, and Chris Messina. The series is based on the amazing book by Gillian Flynn. It's a mystery about a murder, but it's much more than that. As the main character has to come back to her hometown to investigate, answering the question, "Can you ever go home again?" There's a screening of the show at the Chicago History Museum tonight, which is pretty much sold out. Chris Messina is the actor, both film and television, as well as a filmmaker. Messina, most known for his role on the Mindy Project, as well as Damages, and he's in studio this morning. Chris, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
This project, this is much anticipated. Gillian Flynn's book, this amazing book, and she, of course, also the author of Gone Girl. What did you know about her work before you got involved in this project?
I knew Gone Girl. Fortunately, I didn't. I hadn't read anything else. Amy Adams called me and said, "Take a look at this book. I'm doing this," and I couldn't put it down. It's extremely, it's very moving, scary, but it's a heartbreaking piece about these three generations in this town, Wind Gap, mm-hmm. and the abuse and the skeletons in the closet. And she's just a fantastic writer.
It's a really, it is a great book, and I went back to revisit it this week, and it's fun to watch the show and see the similarities, because there's a lot of similarities in the book to what actually comes out in the limited series.
Yeah, Jean-Marc Vallée, who directed Dallas Buyers Club and Wild, Big Little Lies, he has an incredible cinematic language. And so it was on the page. The writing was beautiful, but he finds images that are just piercing, and I think just elevate everything. Elevated all of us. I really felt when I left the project that I might have become a little bit better.
And it's
hopefully. That's always good,
hopefully.
Right? That's
it's
the idea.
It's one of those that's done where, sometimes pieces can only happen in that town at that time, whatever. I was watching the first episode of it, and I'm like, is this my life? Could I go back? Is there skeletons? And, it's my hometown.
Right.
You feel like it could be you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all of us. All of our baggage. It's kind of like a Western in a way. Yeah, she goes back to town to kind of clean it up and fix it up. But Amy Adams is incredible in this, and so is Patricia Clarkson and Elizabeth Perkins, Matt Craven. The cast is phenomenal.
It is a phenomenal cast.
It was a master class in acting.
For you to play a police officer, to play an investigator, what do you get ready? How do you get ready for that kind of role? To play someone who is more of an investigator, not necessarily your rank and file police officer, but an investigator in a film.
Nerf guns around the house with my kids help. I talked to the LAPD and drove around with them and talked to a bunch of detectives. I watched a lot of Chinatown, which is just a damn good movie. But what I liked about Chinatown was that he is investigating something and he starts investigating her. And there's a quality of that in this piece.
Absolutely, yeah.
He gets a little bit tangled up in the reporter played by Amy Adams.
As an actor, when you're looking at roles to play, does it usually work out where recommendations or actors that you've worked with say, hey, I've got something, read this? How does your process work? What are you looking for as an actor?
It's always different. I mean, I guess you're looking to be challenged and scared. I think the more scared you are, probably the better the project. Yeah, it's gone several different ways where, you would audition and, get tons of rejections and maybe just get lucky and pass through. And then other times, like this one, where a friend, Amy and I did Julie and Julia together years ago.
And great film.
And thank you. And I always, said to her, I want to work with you again and do something else besides just eat your food and tell you how great it is. So we talked about it and talked about it. I wasn't quite sure if it was going to happen, and I was thrilled that she called.
Chris Messina is in studio. The show, of course, Sharp Objects, airs on HBO on Sunday nights. Amy Adams, Patricia Clarkson, Chris Messina. There is a screening tonight at Chicago History Museum, which is pretty much sold out. Obviously, people want to be able to see something like this.
You can stand around on the sidewalk and see Chris walk in, probably.
Yeah, there might be some. Are you doing side doors to get into this building?
I don't know.
The History Museum?
Come say hi.
Sharp Objects, Sunday nights. We'll take a quick break here and come back more with Chris Messina.
Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
Steve Cochran on 720 WGN.
720 WGN. Steve Cochran out till Monday, but Dave Ennett, Sandberg's here, Grzanich, Joanne Jeanette, and my guest, Chris Messina. Chris is the star of the new show, Sharp Objects, on HBO, which airs on Sunday nights. There's a screening for it at Chicago History Museum tonight, which is sold out, but you can go and try to, I use the word lightly, harass the talent that's coming in and out of the building. But Chris, for you, I mentioned at the top of this interview that everyone will know you from the Mindy Project and work, and that was a comedy. You have done both in your career, and you seem to go back and forth. Is that difficult? Is that difficult as an actor to spend as much time on a sitcom like you did with Mindy Project and still be able to find dramatic challenges or dramatic motivation as an actor?
I've been lucky to be able to do both. Usually when I'm in a comedy, I want to do a drama. When I'm in a drama, I want to find the funny. I like them both, and I've been lucky. I got to work with your friend, our friend Ike Barinholtz, who's one of the funniest guys I know, and everybody on the Mindy Project was like a class in comedy for me, because I'd never done anything like that. So I was often really nervous, but Ike and Mindy and Ed Weeks, they kind of took me by the hand.
Gillian Flynn, she told the BBC a couple days ago that when she wrote Sharp Objects, it's when the height of chick lit was happening, Bridget Jones' Diary and things like that. Mm-hmm. Get the guy, get the shoes. And so she said she wanted to write something about a damaged, dark, screwed up female protagonist as opposed to just the other ones. I always relate to these ones more, these darker, just like in Big Little Lies, all those twisted up girls. I'm more like that than the girl who gets the guy in the shoes and whatnot. When you're working with a character like that, a dark, damaged, screwed up, how do you absorb that, in your process for what you're giving her, as opposed to an easier ha ha ha?
Yeah, I kind of it's the the character I play has a little bit of that cliche male attitude of I can fix her.
Okay.
I can solve her. I can, and I kind of had my own backstory, which, you know, was that my character is just as screwed up as her. Maybe not as screwed up as her, but has wants to be seen, needs to be heard, is alone. So in a way, they were two sides of the same coin. So that kind of, I don't know, attracted me to her, wanted me to get to closer to her, if that makes any sense.
It does.
You mentioned for both for Mindy Project and for Sharp Objects, you and you talked about class, this idea that they're almost class for you, this idea that yeah. learning and the experiences of being on these sets. Do you is that how you approach acting, this idea that you're finding new challenges and new education through these shows?
Yeah, you know, I'm just a fan, really. I mean, I love acting. I love actors. I love Chicago actors. You know, I grew up in the New York theater scene, and when the Chicago actors would either come to you know, transplant over there, or they'd come to the stage and I'd see them work, I was always really in awe of them. I always had the feeling when I was younger that I loved theater, but I was possibly doing it to get somewhere, and the Chicago actors were just doing it for the work. So I always really admired them. That's a side note. So all you Chicago actors out there, keep doing your thing. But for me, I've just been a fan, you know. So when I go to these different sets, I'm trying to steal either. I directed a small film. I want to direct more from Jean-Marc Vallée, or steal from Amy Adams or Patricia Clarkson and say, you know, how can I get better? So, yeah, that's the most fun for me.
Sharp Objects is when I said highly anticipated, this is a project that's been being talked about for a while now. Mm-hmm. And it really is. Gillian Flynn was on with me maybe 6-8 months ago talking about it, and that was in the lead, meaning it wasn't just about what she was doing at that moment. She was talking about the project coming up.
Yeah.
When you're associated with a project like that, that's already wrapped, it's already out, but you see how many people are really enticed by what's coming up. Is that talk about that experience of being involved with something that has a lot of buzz.
It's cool. It's not often for me. Unfortunately, it's not often, so I'm going to just hold on to the feeling, I guess, as long as I can. You know, you go around to these cities and you do these press tours and, you know, you promote these things, so it's part of the gig. But when you love something as much as I love this, and you're so proud of it, it's very easy to do. You know, you knew going in the pedigree, the source material was incredible, the book's incredible. Again, Jean-Marc Vallée, and then you have Amy and Patty and HBO, you know, they really know.
They know a thing or two.
Yeah, they know how to take care of their talent. You know, I find myself, and I think this is not new information, but unfortunately, having a tough time getting to the movie theater to see something I want and turning on HBO.
Right.
And going, you know, these are character-driven stories. This Sharp Objects is a gothic thriller. But when you dig in and get inside of it, it's a character-driven story about these three generations of women. And you're really hard-pressed to find that in the movies today. So I turn on HBO.
Yeah.
You know, when you're associated with different roles and people have, you know, character hangover, like they will call you character name, like, oh, you're so-and-so from Mindy Project, etc. Are you okay with this one, if this is the one you're labeled?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be cool if this is your identifier. Yeah.
Often they just say... Dr. Castellano, they say that to me. They don't know my name, or, you know. So, yeah, I mean, you know, when anybody, you know, recognizes you, again, coming from New York theater where most people never saw my off Broadway play, you know, with the theater was like leaking when the rain was dripping on stage. Often we outnumbered the audience. We'd be backstage being like, should we go on? There's more people in the cast and in the theater. So when people recognize you, it's nice. It's nice when people say, hey, I'm digging this show. I'm liking this character.
The thing he said about the Chicago actors, that girl we had in from This Is Us, mm-hmm. a few weeks ago, she said the same thing about the appreciation for what the work that comes out of here.
Well, there's definitely a distinction, the idea of doing it for the work as opposed to the ambition that you find on the coast.
Yeah, I felt like I learned a lot from the transplants from Chicago, and it turned a corner for me. I'm sure I still was looking for Mike Nichols to see me in it and put me in the Graduate too or something, but the Chicago actors were about the work. They were about the work.
And the best part about that is Mike Nichols came from Chicago. So
right.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
Chris Messina, our guest today. Sharp Objects is on HBO Sunday nights. You also, if you want to go see if you can get into the screener, which is at the screening tonight, which is at the Chicago History Museum, which sold out, but you can go over there and see if you can finagle, as we do here. Chris Messina, thanks for being our guest today.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.